Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Limits, I deemed it appropriate today to celebrate a pirate win. Could we do that one time, please? I mean, this was remarkable. I was also watching the basketball and the baseball together. My wife was watching the baseball with me. She likes pirate games, even this season. And she left, and I didn't blame her. It was 6-0. They were throwing the ball all over the place. They looked horrifyingly bad. And the game was over, and then it wasn't over. And the man who got this started was Henry Davis, who got just thrown into the game because Bart got hurt or sick or something weird happened. And I hope that he's doing okay. He was taking, you know, warm-up pitches, catching them, and just had to leave the game. So in comes Hank Davis unexpectedly. And even more unexpectedly was the result of his at-bat off one of the best pitchers around.
Here's Henry Davis batting for the first time. He swings and sends one out to deep left field. And on the first pitch he sees, he hits a long home run to left field. Henry Davis with a 2-run homer. His second of the year, and the Pirates finally on the board in this series.
Holy ostrich follicles, huh?
Finally on the board in the series. Yes. Isn't that just an indication of how the season's gone?
Man, how many people did anybody out there place a bet on the Pirates when they were down 6-0? And have you already moved, you know, onto your new yacht in the Bahamas if you did that? There was no way they were going to win. It seemed like, all right, well, that's a pretty feel-good moment. And by the way, Limits, I mean, everybody runs into one once in a while, but he absolutely hammered that thing.
Hammering Hank on full display.
At 432 feet. And I think 112 miles an hour, they said. I want to see him get more chances to do that. As I mentioned earlier, I want to see this dude have an opportunity to fail for a long stretch of time. At least have that opportunity. I think it's very telling that this happened when he didn't have any time to think about it, really. He was just thrown into the game. I really believe there's something to that. And then his next swing was in some ways just as impressive. It was an opposite field double. I think John Wehner said that he had been working on this, Davis, in batting practice, just a shortened swing and getting the ball out to right center. And lo and behold, I don't know, do you have his double, Limits, or no? No. But we do have when everything really changed, and that was the Kiner Falefa hit with the bases loaded, and he's starting to become a guy that they said he was going to be. Like, he's not going to wow you with his overall numbers, but he plays winning baseball. And you just have a feeling these days that something good is going to happen when Kiner Falefa comes to the plate. So it's bases loaded. They're still down 6-3. Even Tommy Pham got on base.
Ginkle ready in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball deep in the hole to short. Perdomo diving stop, corrals it. Throw across the first, too late. Pham is safe with another infield hit. Give him a run batted in.
We just had
Davis
to hear it to make
score,
sure it was true.
6-3, and the Pirates are bringing the tying run up once down a half dozen here tonight.
It was incredible. It really was. I'm not going to dwell on the negative in this particular segment. I want to celebrate something for once. Just for once. So up comes Kiner Falefa with the bases loaded, down 6-3. And this happened, oh limitless wonder. Even Key Brian Hayes was on base, for God's sakes.
Kiner Falefa batting. Righty batter against the righty Ginkle. The pitch swinging a roller past third and into left. Base hit and more for Kiner Falefa. It's all the way into the corner. Canario is in. Pham scores. Hayes will score. Bases clearing double. Kiner Falefa. And the Pirates have crawled all the way back to tie the game at 6.
Do you believe in miracles?
Isaiah Kiner Falefa.
Woo! Did you see how wide that cavernous the left field was?
Yeah.
That hit? I thought he was going to get an inside the park homer.
I thought it might have been the Grand Canyon place into the stadium.
It looked like Kenny Pickett's throw in Cleveland, I think it was. Remember when he threw a ball down the right sideline and there was literally nobody in the shot? Do you remember
yes,
that throw?
I do.
I didn't think anybody was going to appear in the shot ever. The ball was just bouncing around in left field and they tie the game. And then, you know, just yesterday I was very critical of Brian Reynolds. I think he's earned criticism this year. You know, I think this has been, it's been disastrous. And unfortunately, they're basically buried and he helped to bury them. But I fully expect by season's end, he's going to have the numbers that he usually has. And man, when your 100 million guy does what he's paid to do, everything looks different. It's transformative. You can win a game where you're down 6-0, and you can do it when it's 6-6 and two guys are on base and your $100 million switch hitter does this.
Beeks delivers. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Reynolds has tagged this one. Pirates in the lead. Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
Oh, how about Joe Buck?
I hadn't heard that yet, and I want to hear it again in a moment after I make this point, that if two of your relievers are named Ginkle and Beeks, you're in big trouble.
You remember Beeks?
Of course I do.
Jalen Beeks, old friend from a year ago, giving up the home run.
Jalen Reeks, when he was here, it was Beeks and Ginkle last night. I don't know, was Beeks good when he was here? I just made a cheap play on his name.
He was fine, but not that good.
Well, see?
Go look it up.
Was he fine, but not
that
good?
You got to stop with this Malzy crap. You got to stop with this. Every single thing, doubting me. You're doubting my knowledge.
How good was he? How good was he? And you could have just said, I don't know. I don't remember. That's what I said.
It was a year ago. I do remember.
It was a year ago. I do remember. That statement doesn't even make sense.
You know what? Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
Yeah, and you continue to do it. You just continue to do it.
You
you're insulting my intelligence.
I'm insulting your integrity. You're spot on. He was a 3.92 ERA with 17 strikeouts and 9 walks in 20 innings. He was just okay.
Hmm.
So not only were you right, you were spot on, and I apologize.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. And I won't bring up Malzy at least
until the next segment.
Until
the next segment.
You're in trouble when you have two relievers named Ginkle and Beeks. I'm sorry. That's a recipe for disaster. I want to hear that call again. Joe Block, tremendous at the end of this call. It's just limits. I miss fun baseball.
Me too.
I miss fun. This was like there haven't been, when you have no offense, even the good games aren't fun. You know what I mean? I like a good pitching duel as much as the next guy, but offense is fun. Comebacks are fun.
Oh, it's so much more fun than talking about all the sad things that we've had to talk about with the harsh reality of this season. Like last year, I went to 20 games. There was the excitement of skeins, the excitement of being in a playoff push at the deadline, adding at the deadline.
We had that. Yeah, even last year we had that for a little while.
Which makes this year all the more sadder.
So, would I just love to see them rip off a bunch of wins here. What are they? They're 2-4. They're 5-3 in their last 8. I'll take it, won't you?
Yeah, even though they are 16 under. The recent stretch with Donnie Kelly has been better than what they had with Derek Shelton.
I'll say they were about to drop to 7-11 under Kelly. Instead, they're 8-10, and that feels a world different especially with Skeens on the mound. You go, you win today, you're 9-10.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you this, and I don't know.
And I think Reynolds, by the way, well, like I said, when he hits, it's transformative. What were you going to ask me?
So Doran tweeted something on, I believe it was Friday, that I thought was really fascinating. It was Saturday.
Yeah.
Saying, I have a strong feeling that Don Kelly will go down in history as the manager that saved the Pirates organization. I think that's maybe a little bit too far, but well, definitely too far. But I do think that Donnie Kelly is somebody who's brought a bright light to this organization and I think is a good baseball man.
I really like Donnie Kelly. I like some of the things he's done. I like the way that he's used Santana in high leverage situations. He's gone back to Bednar, who actually looks okay. Sometimes good.
Sometimes.
He has played Canario every day, basically, which I really like. Good now call. I want to see that with Davis. Now, he's benefited from Brian Reynolds, for instance, last night, winning you a game, right? He's benefited from, at least since the last couple games, not true, but having a first baseman who can actually make contact with the ball in Horwitz. He had some big at-bats for them, right? Now he's started to slump a little. I do understand that. So he's benefiting from some things, but I do like him. Is he the savior of the organization? It might look that way if they start to win. You know, who's to say he won't be? This dude and players like Reynolds and Canario and Davis could save Ben Charrington's job. I had this thought. And I don't want people to run with this. I don't want Andrew Lindbergh putting a headline on our website or anything. It's just a thought limit. Okay?
You don't want Pony leading the show with this?
No, it's just a thought. Please, a thought. What if this Pirate rebuild is 1 year delayed from the Huntington rebuild? In other words, Huntington's teams in 11 and 12 contended and then fell apart, and it was year six in 2013 that everything came together. What if it's just 1 year delayed with this group? What if it's next year? What if next year they open with Skeens and Chandler and Keller and, I don't know, Ashcraft and some other veteran they bring in?
Hunter Barco, maybe?
Maybe Barco, yeah. And what if their lineup's much better? What if Canario can play? What if Henry Davis discovers it? I know a lot of what ifs, and that's why it's just a thought. It's just a thought limit.
Just a thought. We're not trying to go too deep into the fairy tale of what ifs here.
But what if that's true? What if it's just 1 year later? Is that possible? I think it is.
See, I think it is too, just because of how good their starting pitching is. And I mean, it's similar to the conversation that we had that if you add a bat here or there, let's say you do hypothetically add one bat, and Henry Davis is another bat that is added just by default because he's hitting well and he's already in your organization.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but by the way, maybe the biggest development is what if O'Neal, besides Davis, is what if O'Neal Cruz becomes a superstar?
Yes.
And I think that's possible.
He's already a star.
This is why, Limits, even in their darkest times this year, and you know this, you can vouch for me, I said, call me crazy, but when you have starting pitching like this, it's like having a quarterback in football. You are by definition not that far away. You've done the hard part. You've done the part. You have what everybody else or a lot of teams desperately crave. Everybody does, really. Starting pitching.
To be able to cover you two-thirds of the game. I mean, Mitch Keller has pitched six innings in over half of his starts. Skeens has gone deeper into games this year. So you're covering just huge lengths of the game where as long as you have a somewhat competent offense, as Bob was pointing out last week, you would be right around 500,
yes,
at least right now.
You have the hard part figured out, taken care of, whatever phraseology you want to use. Is that even a word, Limits?
Phraseology?
Yeah.
Probably
phrasing.
Not.
We'll stick with
you
phrasing.
You also mentioned, though, that this is...
They're not that far away. Build a bullpen. They have some pieces in the bullpen. They got Kyle Nicklaus, by the way, in AAA, killing it. I think Majinski's still going to be a piece for them, either as a starter or a reliever. He's done great. I think he had a no-hitter for a while the other night. Struck out like 10 or 13 batters. I can't remember which, but I interrupted you again. I'm sorry.
Well, I think another thing that you pointed out, too, is that starting pitching is devalued the most it's ever been now. It's still important. It's still very valuable.
Yes.
You know, being able to throw Skeens, Keller, Chandler, and whoever else, like you mentioned, out there. You throw that out there in a three-game playoff series, and I know we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here. Let's just say a three-game series in September or in August when you need to win it. A series you're playing against another wild-card contending team. I would take the Pirates in that equation, those three guys, over a lot of others in baseball.
By definition, you're not that far away if you have starting pitching. You should be able to cobble together, for sure, a bullpen and then a bat or two. A bat or two. Reynolds has really killed them. I mean, it's unfortunate. Maybe part of it was injury-related. I don't know. But, man, did they need their $100 million man. And now maybe he'll get it going here. But you wish that would happen early in a season. And if Cruz becomes a star, and I think he's on that track. I really honestly believe that. And then there's the Davis situation. And that is why you owe it to yourself as a franchise. Maybe as priority number one here, to give Henry Davis a ton of leeway, latitude, however you want to phrase that, Limits. He has to play.
Almost every day. 5 out of 7 is what I've thrown out there that I want them to do with him. 5 out of 7 games where you're not throwing him out there to the Wolves every single game. If he proves that he should be playing every single game, do it. Throw him out there even in a DH capacity, but get him more. Get him more at-bats.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Just for one blessed moment before we get to the Limitless Express, can I just enjoy a Pirate moment unfiltered, unedited, and that's Brian Reynolds' home run from Joe Block.
Let's enjoy it together.
Beeks delivers. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Reynolds has tagged this one. Pirates in the lead. Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
I love that call. Do you?
That's a great line from Joe Block. Trouble brewing in the desert.
We're keeping that limits. So when you and I, or you, maybe next time you call one of Bob's takes ridiculous, or if Dom is ever in here and calls Pomp a moron, and Pomp comes back at him, or if me and Bob are fighting, we're going to play that little clip, there's trouble in the desert.
Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
Oh, do I love that. What do we have coming up?
All right, Joe, we're going to hear from the Steelers from the first day of OTAs. What did Cam Hayward have to say about Aaron Rodgers? What did Pat Freiermuth have to say about the wide receiver room? And what did Cabali have to say about a wide receiver at Steelers OTAs that he thinks will break out?
I guess that brings up a topic with the Pirates, too, by the way, if people want to weigh in during the Limitless Express. I discovered last night that I'm still able to enjoy a Pirate moment. And I wonder if others are, or has everything been ruined? It's sort of along the lines of what John Parato wrote the other day, that under Don Kelly, the Pirates have become watchable again, which is a very low bar. I agree with that. But are you out there? And I don't blame you either way. I'm just curious. Are you still able to enjoy great Pirate moments, or have you been sullied, perhaps poisoned, metaphorically speaking, to the point where nothing is enjoyable anymore? I haven't been. I discovered that last night. It's not an opinion. It's a feeling. I was riveted to the game and thoroughly enjoyed it. How about you, Limits?
I really enjoyed watching the comeback as well. I mean, there has been some of that staleness of what this season has been that has rubbed off a little bit on the viewing experience, but Donnie Kelly's squad, the way that he's running it, I think is starting to help. Now, is that because of the way the schedule has played out? I don't think so. They've played a couple of competitive teams. Like Arizona was a team in the World Series a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it doesn't take much to draw me back in. That's what I learned. And when they become watchable, I watch them. And now I'm really, really eager and planning the rest of my day around a 3:45 p.m. Paul Skeen start to see if they can win a series out there.
I'll be watching it while we record the Baldwin Wiffle Ball podcast.
You have a podcast for Baldwin Wiffle Ball now?
Yes.
Who listens?
People in the league.
Oh.
Well, the numbers.
Well, why don't you just all get together over a beer at a bar and talk about the league?
The numbers also. The viewership for the podcast for Wiffle Ball. Very good numbers.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I stand corrected.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Why, thank you, Limits. Your endless compassion for your fellow Earthlings is deeply moving. Thank you, a limitless wonder. You know what that signifies? It's time to hop on board the Limitless Express.
Jump on, everybody. Let's do it for this May 28th. And a beautiful day that it is. Not really.
What do you got?
Roman Wilson. He speaks at Steelers OTAs. And it seems like Roman has heard the criticism from everyone over the past year.
Ooh.
Really, my goals for the season, get better every single day. Treat every day like it's game day, every practice like it's game day. Come prepared with questions to ask coaches after practice. Just be mentally, physically locked in every single day. Yeah, just give them all. Give it all I got every single day so I can get better the next day and be ready for whenever my time is.
I'm sure last year was frustrating for you in a lot of ways. What did you think you learned through that experience?
I don't want to think too much about last year, but I definitely learned a lot, and it definitely helped to shape who I am this upcoming season.
Mm. Rama, what do you think is different about your game?
Different? I just feel I've taken care of my body to an elite level. I've been more just locked in. I feel like myself, and you know, I'm ready to come out here and practice hard.
What leads you to believe from that limits, and I ask you respectfully, that he heard the criticism, which was essentially that he wasn't grasping the offense?
Kind of that last part where Jeff kind of followed up and said, like, what's maybe a little bit different for you? And he said just the working hard component of it, where a lot of people were basically making it seem like he wasn't working hard, whether it was coming back or understanding the offense, you know? Mm. That could be taken in a couple of different ways. And I'm sure for Roman, like, it was a lost year. There's no redshirt years in the pros, but that's basically what he had. And that he's out there to prove a lot of things this year, I think.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Is my computer on sleep here? Every time I go to my computer now, it's dark and I have to press a bunch of buttons to get it to come back on, Limits. Can you fix it during the break?
I can try my best to.
I'm not sure about this whole thing with this guy, whether it's been overblown or not, as to why he never got in. And grasping the offense is different to me than, well, is it? I guess, who's to say he wasn't trying to grasp the offense and didn't? I separate that from somebody who showed up every day ready to work in some ways, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I don't want to conflate that into this guy was lazy last year.
No.
And wasn't trying to get on the field. But, you know, I don't know. Everything's based on Bob Labriola's answer. And it's great on the Steelers website, his Q&A to one question where he wondered or said that essentially his grasp of the offense wasn't there, right?
Right. And I think that that's one thing that a lot of people take judgment on, because when you hear not grasping the offense, what entirely does that mean?
That's the question.
Does the vernacular of what is in the Arthur Smith offense, is it a lot different than what the Jim Harbaugh system and everything was at Michigan? He seems like a smart football guy.
I know. That's the thing. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think about.
Kabali thinks that Roman Wilson will look very good.
is going to look fabulous. You might hear that coming out of these first 2 weeks. Boy, Roman Wilson looks like a different guy. Roman Wilson looks like a different guy. Now, he actually looked like that last year.
That, to me, is Cabali saying you're going to hear that. Don't necessarily believe it.
Well, Cabali also tweeted that I have a lot of confidence and faith in Roman Wilson this year. I will pull up the specific.
That's fine.
Quote
That's the general
Cabali.
Gist of it is fine. And Cabali joins us at when? 1 o'clock from OTAs?
That is correct, from OTAs.
And
here it is. I've said it for a while now, but look out for Roman Wilson this year for the Steelers, Cabali says.
Well, his emergence could solve some issues, no? And could make people stop talking about how they wanted the Steelers to take a receiver higher or take a receiver this year.
I think they're banking on him basically being the receiver that they drafted in this year's draft.
Yeah, they should
coming back to be maybe not a two, but a three for them, maybe pushing the levels of being a two.
We've basically never seen him in a real game situation, so don't they need to see that too before any judgments are made?
You would think so.
Next.
Here is what Pat Freiermuth had to say about the current Steeler wide receiver room.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really thinking about it too much. You know, if it's more of a role for me, great. You know, I'm fully capable of picking up that role. But if we add another guy, great. I mean, obviously it's a long way from camp, a long way for the season. We'll see if, you know, people end up coming or whatever. But I'm excited about the guys we have right now.
Not concerned if they don't add another wide receiver.
Are you?
A little. Yes.
Well, that gets back to the topic we were just talking about, which is Roman Wilson. Do you think Bob Woods is going to be a good player?
Bob Woods? Bob emerges from the woods as the Steelers' number two wide receiver, 600
Listen,
yards.
They asked this on the PM show yesterday. Calvin Austin, I think, indisputably made some strides last year. Now, he didn't have to be great to make some strides compared to the year before.
He had like 150 receiving yards his rookie year.
But I thought he was pretty good by the end of the year. And at times when he was actually involved in the offense, like treated like a real receiver, I thought he responded by and large. 1 year, $10 million for Calvin Austin. This is the last year of his deal. Would you sign him to that? Pony said, what did Pony say? Mulsey said no. Donnie Football said yes. 1 year, $10 million for Calvin Austin. You know, next season, would you do that?
It's funny because this was broached when I had Nick Faribault on Monday, and he said the Steelers should look at a Calvin Austin extension, and it kind of caught me off guard. Like, what? Really? Right now? 1 year, $10 million? I looked at some of the other money that's been given out to wide receivers. I'd want to do seven, but I could be pushed to 10. I could be convinced on 10, yes, for Calvin Austin.
I would do that. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because I think he's going to make another leap. That's what last year told me. And I could be very wrong about that, Limits, but I liked what I saw when it wasn't just let's either not play Calvin Austin or run him on go routes. Like, let's have him run an actual route tree, right? His route tree before that was a dandelion. It was a shrub. It was one route, basically.
It was a daisy.
Yes.
When they discovered, Joe, that the middle of the field existed and they were allowed to throw it in between those two hash marks that are on the field, Calvin Austin made some plays.
Yeah, and he can make some plays where it's catch and run, which are big, I think.
Remember that play that Calvin Austin made on, I don't know if it was just a slant route, but middle of the field and he just breaks away from the defense?
That's precisely what I'm talking about, Limits,
yes.
And thank you.
Like, he has that capability, good speed. We see him as a punt returner being able to do it too, and he's solidified punt returning. So I'd be okay with that.
I'm currently being weighed down by a headache that feels like somebody's pounding my head in with a brick. Do you know why?
No caffeine for you.
Yeah, for the second day. Did you ever see the movie Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell?
I've heard of the movie. I've not watched it. Nope.
No, I won't mention anything
nope,
about
Mulsey
disease.
You're not allowed for the rest of the show. You're not allowed.
It's a comedy about a guy who coaches a youth soccer team. And who does so on caffeine, and it becomes a disaster. And then when he's off caffeine, he's a completely different person. So it's really funny, but it's also a profound statement on how caffeine affects some people like me. And right now, I'm going through severe withdrawal.
You feel down. You feel depressed. You feel like you need something to cool
achy.
Your nerves.
I feel a giant headache. And I feel a desperate craving for caffeine is what I feel.
I'm feeling much better after I just had a slice on Broadway. Oh man.
I'm going to dig into that right now. I think that'll make me feel better too.
I hope it
does. All right, why don't we finish the Limitless Express with a couple of calls?
Let's do it. Let's go to Mark in Brentwood. He's been holding patiently. He wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
The home of Jason Mackey, is it not, Mark?
Joe, I'm not quite sure. I mean, I've actually never called your show, and I want to leave off with this question. Respectfully, has anyone ever mentioned that your takes are about as exciting as a wet fart? Because
no.
Because I find him to be so.
No, but you
however,
just did.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
You just did, though. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on the Aaron Rodgers situation as, what are we doing here? It's like, we're competing for 1A and 1B when, why can't we just let Mason cook for a year? Like, he's never gotten a fair shake.
Mason
he's
can't cook, you properly. Jackass.
You think so?
Yeah. Not against real teams, I don't think. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh. No, go ahead.
No, I find it incredulous to say that he can cook if he's coached, right?
You find it what?
I mean, incrinculate.
Oh,
to say that
it's
incrinculate.
It's incrinculant.
If he coach rights.
Why are you calling the show? I don't understand.
Well, because I found myself shockingly agreeing with you this morning by thinking to myself, you know, he's not wrong on this situation. We don't want Rodgers. I mean, that's going to lead to, like you said, a 9-8 season, maybe a blowout in the first round of the playoffs. Why not just give Mason, let him be coach, let him play. Let's go to next year.
Okay. Normally when I call somebody and talk to them for the first time, I don't insult them at first, but apparently you do.
Well, and I have to say respectfully, I find your takes as exciting as a wet fart.
That's actually good.
That's good. And he just hung up.
I do like that.
What did you make of that call? Were you, remember we had that debate on, never mind. What did you think of that call?
It ended well. The fact that he doubled down on it and gave a funny line at the end, but the fact, I just told you I'm withdrawing from caffeine, makes me extra combative. But I like him. What's his name?
I think you coming out and just, calling him a jackass was pretty combative.
Yeah.
Like right away?
Yeah, I lived up to his, he didn't even say
Mark.
I was combative.
No.
He is a jackass. What's his
Why?
Name?
Mark.
Why? How would you like it if somebody called you and said your takes are as good as wet farts?
Well, I would laugh at it at first and then probably yell at the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony!
He did finish well, though. You should save the ending of that call.
Good for him. I have a feeling that that's going to be replayed on the PM team today.
All right.
I have a feeling.
What else do we have?
Here is Nick in Sacramento. He's going to watch the Pirates in San Diego this week.
Hello, Nick. What's up?
Joe, I hear you on the caffeine thing. I have one all day and my head's pounding, so I agree with you on that. And that's not an insult. That's the truth. So, look, I love to watch it. I love listening to your takes after or during NBA games, but I got to talk about the Pirates thing you were talking about earlier, the love of the Pirates. Every day I come home, I make sure my updates are blocked. I don't see anything until I come home and I have to put on the cast on MLB and start the game and, you know, fast forward, no offense to put the pregame show and get to the game. And I sit here and watch the game when it's already over, hoping I don't see any updates or no one texts me or clowns me because all my friends are not obviously Pirate fans out here. But that's how I do it. That's how I live it. That's how I love it. I'm 54 years old. It drives my family crazy because I'm sitting here yelling and in the middle of the afternoon, and they're like, what are you yelling at? So I'm watching a Pirate game. And then they go, oh, coach, okay, leave that alone. He's in that moment. So I'm flying down for a day trip. My partner I work with in my department, he's a San Diego fan. He made a bet with me that the Pirates will have 40 losses by the time we get to that game. So it's not going to happen, right? I need help with that. I need you to give me some good vibes with that. I know they're playing really well, and I'm excited. So that's why I'm kind of rambling to you right now. But I love reading on your tweets when I'm sitting there and you say, like, you know, holy ostrich
holy
milk
ostrich
and all that
milk.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I appreciate that.
Holy ostrich milk.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're one guy who hasn't. And the question was, you know, have you been embittered to the point where you can't watch the Pirates and enjoy any good moments anymore? And I wouldn't blame anybody if they had reached that point, but I'm not at that point. Neither is Nick in Sacramento, is he, Limits?
No, and I'm happy for Nick. He's taking a day trip to go see the team in San Diego. That's a big commitment there.
Who was the buttweed before him? What was that guy's name?
Mark.
Mark from Brentwood?
Brentwood, yeah.
Yeah. It may for me turn into people from Brentwood. That I'm against.
Oh,
I don't know.
Interesting.
Not yet, though. I have a couple of friends from Brentwood. Do you yell at the radio? Like, what is his name?
Like Mark just did.
Mark in Brentwood? While listening to us because you think you can do better? You think your takes are better? Well, we have an opportunity for you to try. Prove it. Come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, June 5th. from 7 to 8 p.m. take part in our next up on the Fan Talent Search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try and find the next top host. In Pittsburgh, we'll pick two winners from each location as we go for one final winner. And that'll be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Dan Zangrilli next. I want to ask him about the idea of Henry Davis maybe playing a lot more. When is Bubba Chandler going to get here, etc.? Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Presented by Sheetz, parents, coaches, email us at youthsports at 937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. It's 11:56, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Mark Cabali, also going to join the show live from OTAs at 1 o'clock. Was it Mike from Brentwood Limits?
Mark
from Brentwood.
How do you forget? We've said it 8 times.
I don't know. He never flinched when I called him a jackass. Did you hear that part?
No, he did not. I thought maybe he was going to become very combative with you, but he kept his cool for the most part.
He seemed to be somewhat sociopathic in that he showed no emotion either way.
Maybe he was just calm and didn't want to offend you even more than you felt offended.
Wasn't like it was an opinion to feel offended, Limits. If somebody called you and basically said you sucked, you might feel offended, yes?
Yeah, but he did not rise to the level of complete extreme, I think. I mean, what he said was, you know,
yeah, you're right. I expected it out of
line. I expected it to be worse, though, is what I'm getting at.
No, it was fine, because I criticize people on the show.
Yeah.
Guys that I've never met, like the Exxon Valdez and Tommy Fail, right?
Yes.
So it's all fair game in the end.
Yeah, but he probably shouldn't have called you that.
He did deliver a good line at the end, right?
He did.
I think he should have called me that, and I think I deserve more criticism.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.